I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It's 11:44. It's The Fan. It's Tiki and Tierney here. And it's time for the old Carl Banks Report with our buddy Carl, two-time Super Bowl champ and part of the broadcast crew for the Giants here on The Fan. And the chat with Carl brought to you by Bud Light for the Giants fans on game day. Enjoy responsibly by Foxwoods Resort Casino. It's the wonder of it all. By your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movements that inspire. And by Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. I mean, listen, Carl, there's really no need to necessarily regurgitate the actual, you know, game stuff from Saturday. It was an ass-kicking. We all know that. But it does not for me, nor should it for any, although, of course, you're entitled to your opinion, invalidate the success that the Giants had this year. But what it does do is remind Shane Daboll, ownership, that they're still miles from being a championship team. Where do you stand on unpacking everything for us?
I agree with that 100%. I thought you were going to stir it up for me and Tiki, but
oh, I am.
I think somewhere in between our two opinions was the truth about Sunday. But yeah, I think what you saw was the benchmark in the Philadelphia Eagles. And I said it prior to the game that it was the Eagles' game to lose. Mm-hmm. And they came to play. And that was just the reality of it. They were a better football team. More talented. They're ridiculously, disgustingly talented, the Philadelphia Eagles are. And the Giants found out just where they were. Like, there are some things that we can talk about in terms of how the Giants played the game, but they were just better. Like, yeah. Philadelphia was better. And this is when you walk into your locker room, you know, those who gave 100% effort knew that it wasn't good enough, that they didn't have a good enough team. And so it would have taken a lot. There was a drop by Richie James, right? And I'm on the radio about to say something. And then I just shook my head and I said to Bob, you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah.
Because
it's Richie James.
You know, yeah, exactly. Considering, like, so why are we going to lose our mind over this? This is what it is. And so I think Daboll and Shane, they know this. People are saying, well, maybe, you know, they got there too fast and it could set the program back. No, winning in the playoffs are always good for your culture.
Yeah. And by the way, Carl, we can't forget that the Philadelphia Eagles sat around for a week and a half, basically more, preparing for whoever was coming to them, right? They had a bye.
Yeah.
That's the benefit and the beauty of a bye. First of all, you're rested, but then once you know, you're ahead of the game and prepping for whoever you have to play. So that's one thing. But, you know, the thing I want to glean from you, Carl, because you were there, like you saw it, you felt it. Did it feel like the team was flat? Because to me, it felt like it was. And this is kind of going to the conversation that BT was going to rile us up against each other on about the energy in Philly. You know it, Carl. You played down there. It's hell, right? Did they feel like not rising to the occasion of the environment that they were in?
Well, no. Put it this way, Tiki. if you are in an F1 race with a Camaro, everything, you look slow because you are. I don't think
it's... That's a good analogy, Carl. That's a good one.
I think they were who they were, and the Eagles were at their best.
Yeah.
And from a talent standpoint, there were, you know, the Giants had a chance if they could sucker punch him. And the Eagles knew that, and they came out ready to go.
Yeah.
Simple
yeah.
as that. So could the Giants have done some things better? Yeah. Like, they tackled like crap.
Let's be honest. That was off. That was really disappointing.
And I think the most disappointed I've been in a group of, and this is in one particular area with the defensive backs, because I think they're well coached and they play hard. But I never imagined that they would allow themselves to be blocked by the receivers every single time. And I'm like, I know the Eagles focus on the little things, but I never knew have known any of those guys to be killer blockers in the run game. And they just latched on to Giant defenders, and the Giants could not get off of it. And that was the disappointing part of it. But other than that, I entered, you know, the game looking at a Camaro on an F1 racetrack.
Yeah, and Carl,
that's what I saw.
And you've said this almost every week that we've had you on. The Giants sometimes defensively will give up some plays, but they'll tackle. They didn't tackle, and that's ultimately the difference.
They did not tackle.
So we can put the postmortem to bed. The autopsy's done. It's buried. It's over.
Yep.
But as we look forward to next season, I mean, you got to start with the offensive line. And then you maybe start looking at the secondary for it, even if it's just depth purposes, but certainly another, you know, elite type starter. Where are the biggest needs in your mind for this Giants team to start to close that gap, as Joe Sain said, on the talent?
Yeah, so we're gonna go under the premise that Daniel Jones is back.
Yeah.
So the first thing you do is fortify the offensive line. The next thing you do is to get better receivers, even though you have some guys that are on the roster that could contribute. You still got to get a number one receiver. And then you've got, like, those are your two priorities, offensive line and weapons for Daniel Jones. And then the second tier of that, but not to be discounted, are quality defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get another quality cornerback, and you got to upgrade the linebackers. Look, Wink Martindale, what he did this year, that's why I call him the wizard, because he was able to do some things that most defensive coordinators would be like, you know what, screw this, I don't have any talent. Give him a little, he deserves better than he coached this year, and that's no disrespect to the players who gave 100%, but they got to continue to build on that defense as well.
All right, so we're talking to Carl Banks, of course, Carl, two-time Super Bowl champ, analyst for the Giants radio here on The Fan. Carl, I want to throw something at you that I threw out to start the show now, and it's not a real common thought, but I think there might be two ways to address this. Okay, now, I do think that Jones is back. I do think Jones has earned the right to come back. No question, he played very well this year. Saturday's side, everybody played poorly. However, when you look at the Eagles and how they're structured, when you look at the Bengals, they have their quarterback still on the first rookie deal. And Brandon Bean, who, as you know, is the GM for the Bills, talked about this. He said, listen, guys, they have a distinct advantage building their roster because they've got the finances much more in order, which allows them to address the roster deeper. I know that the Giants are going to try to make this work with Jones. But I want to know from you if you think it's completely irresponsible to come up with a possibility if – Shane and Dable see somebody in the draft that might be a round two pick, might be a late round one pick, and you say, you know what? We could coach this kid up, and he could do 80% of what Jones did last year for $900,000. Why is that not an option for this team?
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck, because there are about 15 teams right now that don't have Daniel Jones that – If they were to bet their jobs on something in the second round, they'd be fired. Like, Daniel Jones would be at the top of everyone's list. You're the one thing you have in place right now is a quarterback.
Yeah.
Not 80% of what he can do. You've got a quarterback. Now you build that. Either if you start this process of exchanging quarterbacks for the next thing that you think that might be good.
Yeah.
You're Cleveland for 10 years.
Not if you identify the guy. No, but Carl, not if you identify the guy and coach him
picking
up.
Him, listen, picking players is not an exact science.
Well, I understand.
It's proven every year. Mm-hmm. And this is not a a Jet thing, but they just missed on two top, well, I don't know, whatever Wilson's going to be.
Yeah.
But they missed on one. They have another one that they're unsure of. They're coaching him up, by the way. So you don't know until you know. And they know what they have here. And if a guy is down in the second round somewhere, I'm not taking my chances there.
And now, I knew that you'd say that. I guess my concern for the Giants, right, there was an element of, I won't use the word luck, fortune in the Giants finishing where they finished record-wise this year, okay? I think it's unfair to say luck. That's not cool. Little fortune, a little circumstantial. There's a chance the Giants take a step back next year, just like there's a chance anybody does, to be fair.
Record-wise,
that's not what I mean.
Yeah.
So you're going to tell me, I'm not saying that you can't do this, but I need to lay this out more thoroughly. You're going to tell me that you're going to pay Daniel Jones $35 or $38 million, whatever the number is. You're going to pay Saquon $12 or $13, whatever the number is. You're going to pay wide receiver $25 million, which is what everybody's saying, and which is what they have to do. You're going to fix an offensive line and a cornerback situation and be good to go financially? I don't know that you are.
Well, there are a few things that we don't know. We don't know how Joe Shane's going to manage the finances. We know that he fielded a team, a playoff team, whether it's good fortune or not, they created that with no money. Right? So I'm going to trust the fact that they'll manage the finances and manage the personnel effectively without having to, you know, go pie in the sky for everything. The one player you have to pay is the quarterback. And that number will only go up from year to year with this TV money. So don't get sticker shock when you see what he makes.
Yep.
He's not going to make 50.
No. Yeah. What's he going to make? I mean, he's going to make 40? He's not worth $40 million a year.
I don't think
40?
No.
I mean,
it's not.
Yeah.
It matters with a salary
cap,
guys.
It does matter, but the cap is going to explode. It's truly going to explode in a couple years. So there's a way to put his number out 2 years or three years when it really will feel less significant. I mean, that's a nuance of the Giants offseason, and it's interesting how Joe Shane's going to manage this. But we started our show, Carl, talking, you know, Pat and Dable on the back. He's one of the finalists for Coach of the Years, and Saquon Barkley had the year that he had, and Wink, and everybody did their job to get the Giants where they are. But now the spotlight has to be on Joe Shane, because now the hard work really starts for him, because this team is clearly not good enough to compete, even in the division. Forget the best teams in the NFL. In the division, he's got the hardest job going forward. I think everybody agrees with that.
Yeah, without a doubt, Tiki. And I think those are the problems he'd love to have.
Of course.
Because the one thing that they did fix, and the reason they had the good fortune of playing in the playoffs and winning a game, it's because they fixed the culture first.
Yes.
Now they can bring players in, and they have evangelists for the Dable way. You know, they have guys that will sing the praises of Brian Dable and how this organization works. If they were a bad, dysfunctional team as they were when Shane and Dable got there, they would have a hard time getting quality free agents. They fixed the culture first, and that's why the good fortune of making and winning a playoff game will only propel them a step forward. And I think they look forward to the challenge of getting better players.
All right, man. Certainly the foundation's been established. It's been a bit of fun season. A lot of ways, certainly a season of accomplishment. We might disagree a little bit on maybe building this thing out, but it's all good. Good chat, my man. Two-time champ. That's Carl Banks. Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate you, Carl.
Thank you, guys.
Be good, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? Right. I know we got a break here. Like Carl talked about when I presented my possible plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Although maybe plan A, but really more so plan B. He said, and he's right, it's a crapshoot trying to evaluate these young quarterbacks. Tell you what else is a crapshoot. Paying good quarterbacks elite money. Derek Carr, elite money. Raiders stink. Mm-hmm. Going to trade him.
Yeah.
Paying Kirk Cousins.
But is that Derek Carr's fault?
Well, I don't know. But I'm just paying Kirk Cousins elite money. Vikings are going nowhere. They stink in the grand scheme. They're going backwards.
But they did win 13 games.
I understand that. They got bounced by a team that won 9 games last year and got trumped and smashed on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is, There could be multiple opinions on this. And I certainly respect yours and Carl's.
True.
I'm just not married to anything right now with the Giants. Well, I mean, I would hope that the Giants would have an open mind as well.
I think Minnesota's issue had nothing to do with our offense. Because they could score 35 points any game. The defense was terrible. It was a bunch of makeshift guys or older guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, the situations and the circumstances matter. I think sometimes we boil it down to cliff notes, and that doesn't truly tell the story.
Yeah, I gotcha, but I'll tell you this. Now, the Vikings would have been waxed by the Eagles. Let's say the Vikings found a way to beat the Giants. They're not beating the Eagles no matter what.
It's probably a closer game.
It's definitely closer, but if they have a true superstar rather than a B-level quarterback, which is what they have, I'll tell you what, they scored that last drive against the Giants. They certainly don't throw it 5 yards shorter, and don't tell me schematically nobody was open. There actually was a guy open. They're going to get a first down, they're going to score, and they're going to beat that Giants defense.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is not.
Kurt's a robot. I told you this
last week.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
He made the only throw that was available to him because Dexter Lawrence was going to eat his lunch.
But he's not paid like a robot. That's the point.
But he is a starting quarterback in the league, and he's been one for years now. So he's going to get paid what he's going to get paid. I hear you. It sucks.
You know what I mean? It's tricky.
By the way, BT, I've been saying this for years. I hate this about the quarterback market. I hate it. How just because you're a starter, you deserve to make more money than most families will make. I'm not just talking mom, dad, but
family
kid,
trees.
Like for the next 20 years.
Yep.
So it's just how quarterbacks are in the league.
All right. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney here on The Fan. We're going all in. Coming up next, Bogus Update right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.